In a move that sent shockwaves through the state, Governor Ron DeSantis finally caved to pressure and signed a measure that ruthlessly overhauls Florida's alimony laws. This decision, which comes after three previous vetoes and a decade of bitter battles, effectively eliminates what is known as permanent alimony. The measure has sent the members of the First Wives Advocacy Group into a frenzy consisting mostly of older women who rely on these alimony payments for their very livelihoods. With this heartless approval, DeSantis has callously disregarded their pleas and condemned them to a future of upheaval and uncertainty.
When judges hear divorce cases in courthouses like this one, they have to make a decision. How much will one partner pay the other after the split, and for how long? In a small percentage of cases, judges choose to make those payments permanent. It's something one woman tells me helped her live a normal life, but another man says it brought him to the brink of suicide. After Christoph Leibrecht and his wife split, he says the judge's ruling was devastating.
What they want is $10,300 per month. Permanent alimony.
It's a cost Leibrecht says he had no way of paying. And after draining his $2 million inheritance, Leibrecht says it wasn't enough.
Well, the lawyer needs $55,000. You have a $55,000 perch. So they took my house.
12 days in jail is what Leibrecht says he got for not being able to pay his court-ordered alimony payments. Now he lives in Maine, where he hopes lawyers won't come after him.
This whole process literally did bring me to the brink of suicide.
Senate Bill 1922 would not only make permanent alimony illegal, it would also cancel Leibrecht's payments retroactively. But I also spoke with Jan Killily, who says permanent alimony actually saved her after her divorce.
I was married 25 years and gave up a career to raise a family in a traditional marriage.
Killily started a website advocating for women like herself. She doesn't want the bill to take away the payments that helped her rebuild her life.
I know how difficult it is to reinvent yourself at 50 years old with a 25-year-old resume.
And this bill has been through the Florida legislature before, and it was even vetoed by then-Governor Rick Scott in the past.
So a bunch of women in Florida are pissed off at Ron DeSantis because he's taken away their alimony. One, do you think he's preparing for his own divorce? Two, I find it fascinating that all these women who have been voting for 100 years against their own self-interest are shocked when it finally affects them. Okay. Because you know what? Half of Florida are old people. Good luck there, buddy.
These women are losing their minds, and I don't care. The women I feel for are old women who have been divorced since the 1990s, and women who were forced by their husbands to be stay-at-home moms. Those are the women who deserve permanent alimony. Let's assume I marry a traditional woman. All I want her to do is be a traditional wife. Cook, clean, and take care of our kids. If I do something that warrants a divorce, then I must pay alimony. That's how it should be. After reading the bill that was passed, this is what I learnt. If the marriage lasted over 20 years, under the new law, alimony is capped at 75% of that. So everyone worried about the retirees being thrown out into the cold, don't be, they're fine. A long-term marriage still amounts to decades of alimony. DeSantis just killed the hope of these women, who plan to get married and then divorce after 5 years. He just cut off the life supply of a lot of gold diggers. I feel like DeSantis watched the video on why 90% of men are boycotting marriage. I think the world is going in a good direction. What's left is for other states to start implementing this too. For the single men here, who don't know what permanent alimony is, it is the fee you pay to your ex-wife every month to maintain the lifestyle she had while you guys were still married. If you're a billionaire, you're going to lose millions of dollars. If you're a millionaire, you're going to lose thousands of dollars. And if you've got thousands of dollars in the safe, you're going to be paying hundreds of dollars. That's how it works. And the payment happens every month. Now imagine paying that bill for the rest of your life. What's worse is if the divorce wasn't even your fault. She just woke up and felt she didn't love you anymore, and boom, she files for divorce. Since you earn more than her. We all know women don't marry down. You end up paying alimony. Another scenario is if she falsely accuses you of being violent toward her. You might be thinking, okay, I'll just pay the alimony for a few years till she remarries. Don't you get it? You're her fucking retirement plan. These women have everything planned, from the honeymoon to the divorce court, before they even wear their wedding dress. Most of them don't remarry, so they'll keep collecting alimony from you. To me, permanent alimony just doesn't make any sense. In the past, alimony made perfect sense because women were not able to work. But today, women who choose not to work in marriage have made a decision. Even with kids and so on, they can work when kids are at school or growing up. Many of these women never worked because they chose not to, and the ex shall not pay for that. And even if alimony was a thing, why a lifetime? She is not giving him anything back anymore. Why is he forced to pay her fat ass for just existing for a lifetime? It's pretty good what the governor of Florida is doing. Lifetime alimony is kind of bullshit nowadays. I highly doubt that women who qualify for it have zero work history or education, or a serious disability preventing them from working. The few very old women who divorce and qualify can probably be sustained with some alimony, not lifetime, and social security. Lifetime alimony is a dinosaur from a social era that does not reflect modernity. You can't have it both ways. We either move towards modernity and amend the law as needed, or we move towards tradition and amend the law to make it so. Since the general trend is anti-marriage, then don't be shocked when we keep moving in that direction. Alimony for any amount of time is just an excuse for lazy people who don't want to work. If you have the freedom to leave a relationship at any point, it also means that you have the responsibility to take care of yourself when you do that. You can't have your cake and eat it. One person being used to a certain standard of living and wanting another person to maintain that standard of living doesn't make sense. Asking someone to keep providing for you financially post-separation is as weird as asking your ex to clean your house, cook your meals, and have sex with you, because it used to be that way. That's all for today on Manhood. Don't forget to smash the like and subscribe buttons, and also click on the notification bell to be the first to know when I drop a new video. If you find value in my videos, you can show your support through PayPal or Cash App. The links are in the description. See you next time. Cheers.